This is Jeffrey Sherman, and you're listening to the Disney Nerds Podcast.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Introducing the champion, Max Hare. This corner, the challenger, Toby Tortoise.
Hello, and welcome to show number 176 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, this is Jimmy, and this week I have with me Dan Cisneros. Dan is a longtime Disney fan, I dare say Disney nerd, as well as a boxing guru, and the author of Disney Tale of the Tape, Theme Park Boxing, a new book that has just fairly recently come out. Dan, how's it going?
Hey, Jimmy. Doing good, and thanks for having me on the show. This is really cool.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for coming on first, but also, you know, above and beyond that, for inviting me to be part of this project, you know, this book. It was really an honor for me to put my two cents in and have my name mentioned in a book. That's a first for me. And we were talking earlier, and I mentioned the word surreal, and it's a little surreal for me. And I'm assuming it's very surreal for you.
Yeah, that's the perfect word. Surreal is it, Jimmy? I didn't really plan for this book, and it just kind of fell out of the sky. And yeah, here it is. So that's really cool. And thanks so much for being part of it.
So let's start at the beginning. Where did it come from? It's my impression that at one time, and I've read a couple of your blog posts, and I'm under the impression that at one point in time, it was kind of a blog post, like just basically a short story idea.
Yeah. Okay. Well, originally, I started a blog called Disney Fountain of Youth, and it was just trip reports and little tips for people that were taking trips to Walt Disney World. You know, I was just excited about the whole Walt Disney World and Disneyland scene, you know, so I wanted to, you know, find some way to express myself. So I started this blog, and Bob McLean of Theme Park Press, I guess he was just, you know, visiting different sites, and he found my blog. And he noticed that I, you know, when I introduced myself there, that I was a professional boxing judge for 10 years, and I'm very involved in the sport of professional boxing. And here I was with a link between Disney and boxing. And I got to give credit to Bob. It was his idea. He invited me to write a column for his website, which at the time was Disney Dispatch. It was a really cool site, and he had some Disney legends writing for him there, Raleigh Crump and Charlie Ridgway. So, you know, he kind of pitched it to me, and I thought, yeah, you know, that sounds like a lot of fun. So I started Disney Tale of the Tape, and it was actually a column. I think I ended up with about 12 or 13 bouts in that column, and it ran for a while. It ran about a year. It was a lot of fun.
Sounds like you're in pretty good company.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Man, I couldn't believe when I saw the people on there. It really was exciting, Jimmy. It really was exciting. And so we got the column got going, and it was, you know, a lot of fun. It was pretty popular. It was going good. Bob sold the website, and the gentleman that bought it, it just kind of died out. You know, it just died out. And so, okay, so I thought that was the end of that. Was that, you know, and I thought that was the end of it. A couple of years later, I had just retired from the Postal Service. I was a mail carrier for 30 years, and I got an email from Bob McLean again. He said, "This is Bob McLean. Remember me from Disney Dispatch?" And you know, yeah. And he said, how would you like to write a book based on the column? And, you know, it caught me by surprise. I wasn't ready for it, but I thought about it and I talked it over with my wife and she said, yeah, I think you can do it. So I said, okay, let's go for it. So Bob said, all right, you know, he gave me a contract and I went to work on the book.
Man, that is such a fantastic story. And obviously I've read the book, but then when I was on my way home today, I was thinking about, you know, talking to you tonight and just trying to think about how this book would be categorized. One, it's just kind of a fun read. But, you know, another thing is that most of the books out there about Disney are either trip planning books or some type of biography or complete fiction when you get into, like, the Kingdom Keepers and stuff like that.
Right.
So I was just thinking about it. Where does this book really fit? Now, the more I thought about it, I was like, well, you know, it does kind of fit into the trip planning part as well because – I'm thinking, you know, if I'm going to go down for a short trip and I've got to make some hard decisions, what? I don't know if there's a better resource that just picks one attraction over the other and in the way that this book does.
Yeah, Jimmy. It really is, I don't know if I should be the one saying this, but really it is like a book like no other when it comes to Disney books. Before I even wrote for Theme Park Press, I was a customer. I mean, I would buy all those books and read them because I couldn't get enough. And yeah, this book, you know, it is. It's part guidebook, I don't know. It's not really fantasy. I guess it is kind of fantasy because the way it's formatted into like a boxing match, you know.
Sure.
And so, you know, like you said, I think it is a lot of fun because you don't have to grab it and read it from cover to cover to get it. It's 14 individual, you know, matches. And, you know, it's a book that only a Disney fan could really love. And it can be very helpful because if you are planning a trip, you know, each match, it gives like, well, the tail of the tape. And it kind of describes the attractions. And then the categories really gives you kind of a good idea about what each attraction is like. And I've had people tell me that, have read the book and they've contacted me and said, you know, I haven't been to Disneyland or Disney World in, you know, 10, 15 years. And reading your book has really, you know, got me excited to plan another trip. And so they would write to me and tell me, you know, they're on their way. So that's a good feeling. I've really enjoyed that part of the book.
Yeah. And it's interesting because you got, you know, I got to be a judge in a couple of the bouts and, which was a lot of fun for me. You know, some of these are matches that you wouldn't normally, you may not normally throw together. So it's interesting comparing those and just trying to contrast in your mind. And it's one of those things where it's strictly just, I mean, there's no real right or wrong answer. It's just really just opinion. And you've got some people who really wrote some great stories about these things and why they look at it the way they do. It's pretty interesting. I quite enjoyed it.
Oh, exactly, Jimmy, exactly. You know, when I was in the process of writing the book and I would send out the scorecards to my judges, and I have some great judges, you know, you're one of them, but I have some just, I couldn't believe the people that agreed to be part of the book. But I would send out the scorecards with the different categories for the rounds, and when I'd get the answers back, I mean, it was like I was reading a book, because I just couldn't believe the things that you guys were coming up with, you know, just entertaining, and the way you guys think about the attractions, you know, the love for Disney comes out. And I mean, it was fun for me. It really was just fun for me to see the judges thinking on different things, you know, and how some of the rounds, the judges were complete, you know, opposites, you know, because like you said, there's no right or wrong. And it all makes sense, and it's all what you like. And it just sounds like I was with friends, you know, just talking Disney and, you know, saying who would win between, you know, this attraction and that attraction. It was just a lot of fun. I can't wait to do it again. It was just a blast.
And that's, you know, that's interesting because I don't know. And sometimes, look, so you may hear topics come up like that on a podcast or maybe in a blog or, you know, we've done like you know, like the March Marathon, the
March Madness.
We've done that with theme park attractions where we compare and contrast things. And you may hear stuff like, but I don't know that it's ever been put into book form like that with just a lot of opinion. Most of the books you read, it's going to be more of just the black and white stuff, you know. Small World is a slow moving boat that goes, you know, and it's not, there's not going to be a lot of opinion on it. It's just going to be kind of the facts, right? So
exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's the fun of it, is it's just, it's almost like, you know, like kids talking about what's their favorite toy, or sports fans, you know, talking about who's their favorite sports team and why. And yeah, it's just, I mean, there's a lot of creativity that went into it, you know. And I think you were one of my early judges. You were one of the first judges that came on board for the book. And, you know, the book kind of evolved. When you got on board, I think I was asking you guys for, like, maybe a one-line blurb. And I wish I had, you know, got back to you to let you know how the book had kind of evolved, because I think some of your answers, you know, you did exactly what I asked and gave me the one-line blurb.
Sure.
And as the book, you know, progressed and evolved, I realized that these judges were sending me just really in-depth,
paragraphs.
I mean, really some, you know what I mean? Some deep analysis of these things. And so, and I know that, you know, your Disney stuff so much more that I can't wait for the next book, because I want to see what's inside your head about some of these attractions, because it's a lot of fun.
I think that's amazing that there is a next book, and man, that's awesome that there's even talk of a next book this soon. How long has this one been out? And I was one of the first ones to order it. I remember when it went live, but it's got to be, what, about 4 months, 5 months?
I think it was around like December 15th that the book was actually launched on Amazon.
Okay.
And so it's been a while. And I guess it's doing pretty good, because the publisher has already hinted around about the second book. And I have about, I think, like maybe 7 or 8 matches that were almost completed but didn't make it into this book. You know, I had to pick, because I was kind of word limited to around a 40 to 50,000 word count limit. So I had to, you know, it was tough. I had to pick some, you know what I mean? Some of the matches just didn't make it. They were on the bubble and they just didn't make it.
So what was your criteria in picking the matches in the book?
Yeah, and that was just actually pretty much personal preference. A couple of the matches are actually from the original column, and they're just, you know, dressed up and a lot more in depth.
Sure.
But basically, I would just sit around, and my wife would help me, and I'd pick a ride and say, you know, Jungle Cruise, what do you think? Who'd be a good match for that? And so we'd kind of put our head together and come up with, you know, well, it's animals, and, you know, Kilimanjaro Safaris. Hey, that's a great one. So let's match them up. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun, just like being a real matchmaker in professional boxing. So that was a blast.
You think in your mind, you know, like Kilimanjaro Safaris is probably around the scope of things that Walt at the time wanted Jungle Cruise but it just wasn't feasible at that time to have those real animals. But that's what he envisioned. So that's a pretty interesting story.
Exactly, and actually, now that you just said that, it kind of makes me think like if it was a boxing match, it would be like bringing a great boxer from the past to fight one of today's greats, you know, because, like you said, actually, Kilimanjaro Safaris, yeah, that's kind of more what Walt had in mind, you know, in his mind, but like you said, it wasn't feasible because the animals, they didn't have the technology to do the things, so actually, it is like, it's like bringing a great fighter from the past, like, you know, Rocky Marciano, and bringing him to the present to fight Mike Tyson, something like that. So
sure.
That was pretty cool.
one of the things while talking about this, one of the things while me and you were talking about this was, you know, you agreed that, hey, for our listeners, maybe we could do some type of contest to give maybe a signed copy of the book away.
Oh, that'd be, yeah, I'm all for it. That'd be wonderful.
So the answer that they need to come up with an email to us, and this will be posted out. The email address is disneynerdgroup@yahoo.com. And that is Disney, D-I-S-N-E-Y-N-E-R-D-S group at yahoo.com. Disney Nerds group at yahoo.com. You need to text in, email in the word TESTA, T-E-S-T-A, for a chance to win a signed copy of Disney Tale of the Tape, Theme Park Boxing, by Dan Cisneros, with the foreword by Lynn Testa, and that's what gave me the Testa. yeah. So I'll post that also when we post the show. I'll make sure everybody's aware of the contest, and then we'll have a cutoff date on the contest. Look at the post. Look for the post on the Disney Nerds podcast page for the cutoff, and we'll go ahead and look at all the correct answers. We'll use a random number generator to go ahead and select the winner. And then I'll also, for the second and third place, I'll go ahead and send them a Disney Nerds podcast decal, like a window decal.
Oh, cool. So, cool. I love it.
Yeah,
love
so it. Keep your eye open on the Disney Nerds podcast Facebook page for the contest for me to throw that out there. Dan, I got a question that we like to ask all of our guests that come on the show,
sure,
because we're the Disney Nerds podcast. What makes Dan Cisneros a Disney nerd? Where did it begin?
Oh, man. You know what?
I know it's tough.
I think it's, Jimmy, I think it's like my blog says, it's my fountain of youth. You know, I'm a retired grandfather and struggled 30 years with the Postal Service, the Postal Wars, you know, and when I go to Walt Disney World or Disneyland, and just when I'm there, I think the feeling of you know, almost youth, I mean, I feel weight lifted off of me, and I'm there, and it just, there's always something new, always something to share with the family and friends, and I think that's what, you know, if that's the kind of answer you're looking for, that would be it for me, is that it's my fountain of youth. It brings me, refreshes me. It just makes me refreshed, and I just, and when I come back home, I'm thinking about the next trip. So, yeah, it's my fountain of youth. I guess that would be my answer.
Okay, and when do you think you realized that? So, like, for me, it tied back. I did trips when I was a teenager, well, when I was a little kid, probably 11 or so. Then once as a teenager, once for me and my wife's honeymoon in 2000. One time after that, at the beginning of 2006. And then when I went on that trip, something, and I've always had been always kind of a fan. But after that trip, we ended up going right back in 2006 in September. But that's when I started finding, like, I guess that was when the internet was real big, and I started finding things like the WDW Today podcast, and
right.
I was also found Intercot.com and got involved, mm-hmm. and really wanted to start, you know, researching and started getting involved in the Disney community because I wanted to learn more. Started buying, you know, guidebooks and, mm-hmm. and those sorts of things. So that's when it really started for me. When was that moment for you?
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I grew up in Southern California, so as a child, Disneyland was the place to go. And mostly, when we would get company from out of town, we would, you know, that would be the time we would go to Disneyland. But I had always dreamed of going to Walt Disney World, and we went in 1994. It was my wife and I and our two kids, our son and daughter, and it was a, you know, amazing trip. And, you know, and it was a great trip, an amazing trip, an unforgettable trip. But it was in kind of like you in 2006. For us, it was my wife and I returned in 2009. And this is all in the book, too. There's a chapter in there, The Two Sides, and it talks about my Disney side. And it was the 2009 trip. And my wife and I started planning. And like you said, you know, all the for the 94 trip, it was all, you know, books and you know, paper. But for the 2009 trip, the internet was here, and I just discovered this world of, you know, blogs and podcasts and, you know, videos, and oh my goodness, I had no idea that there was this, you know, this other universe out there.
It's almost and like a subculture.
Yes, a total subculture, another world. And I was just in shock, and you know, and it was so fun planning it, and that, I think that really hooked me, and that really reeled us in. And after that, you know, we were all in. I mean, we've become, you know, we're annual pass holders, we're DVC members, we just love it. So we started going off, and, you know, and we're going from New Mexico, so it's quite a journey, but boy, we got hooked bad. It would definitely be the 2009 trip.
That's so fantastic. And so earlier, I mentioned, you know, that the foreword of the book is done by Lynn Testa,
yes.
who's a great friend of our show as well. And full disclosure, you know, sponsors the Disney Nerds podcast with ToyInPlans.com.
Oh,
and,
great.
But, you know, look, that was one of the things that really sparked me in the getting into this was WDW Today, which it's still around but in a different version, but with Lynn Testa and Matt, Mike, and Mike. So I'm assuming that's how you contacted Lynn is because you were a fan of that podcast as well.
Yes, absolutely. You know, same thing. That was I'd have to say probably my favorite podcast at the time, you know, the Walt Disney World Today, the original version. And it's still a great podcast. But that original version, I used to send questions in. You know how Matt Hotsburg would read the questions at the end of the show? Yeah. And, you know, I can't believe some of the ridiculous things that I, you know, sent in and they read over the year. And, you know, everybody would get a kick out of it. But I found out that Lynn Testa is actually a big boxing fan. I guess his father was a huge boxing fan, and Len kind of grew up with it through his father. So we just hit it off. We hit it off big, and, you know, he asked me questions about boxing, you know, who really won between Marvin Hagler and Sugar Ray Leonard. And, you know, I was impressed with his knowledge of boxing, and so we just hit it off. So, you know, Lynn Testa is, you know, he's one of the top names in the Disney community. I mean,
he's such a class act.
Total class.
He obviously wears many hats too, because one of our co-hosts, Sam, is a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And so is Lynn. I think they even went to a game together, him and Sam and Lynn, because they connected on that level when he came. Lynn's been on the show a couple times. As a matter of fact, I think we're about to try and have him back on. But that's great that he did that for you. He's such a class act. He really is.
Oh, Jimmy, you know, when I reached out to him to write the foreword, I was almost uncertain if I should even do it, you know, but not only did he say yes, but enthusiastically yes. And, I mean, I was just on cloud nine. I was just so excited that Lynn Testa was going to write the foreword for me. And, you know, and then he has the podcast, The Disney Dish with Jim Hill.
Jim Hill, we've had both of them.
Oh, and I reached out to Jim Hill, and you know, he wasn't able to be a judge or be, like, officially part of the book, but he did help me in a pinch with a couple of the attractions, you know, with a little bit of guidance, and I'm hoping to get him on board for the second book, too. So, but Lynn Testa, man, he's a great friend, like you said. He's just a class act all the way, and he was a big, big part of the book. I believe he did, as a judge, 6 of the 14 matches. So,
wow.
You know, boy, he's just a huge part of this book.
That's awesome. And, you know, so on our show, we talk a lot about the Disney community and how fantastic it is and, you know, just guys like Lynn Testa. And just recently when we were down in Walt Disney World, me and Lisa went over to Disney Springs. Lou Mangiello was holding a meetup down there, and we went and talked to Lou. And it's just, I mean, he's another one that's just a sincere guy and always willing to help with anything. He's come on our show, you know, and shared our show and talked good about us. So it's just amazing that those guys that I listened to back in, you know, 2005, 2006, I'm listening to podcasts and now, you know, now I'm doing a podcast, which I don't even want to compare it to theirs, but it's so amazing how welcoming they are and how much they just enjoy connecting with other people. And I think it's all just because we're all part of that subculture.
Oh, yeah. Those guys, you know, like Lynn Testa and Lou Mangiello, I mean, those kind of guys, they're pioneers. You know, they're pioneers that led the way for us, and I'm so grateful for them. And, boy, I would love to have Lou on board, too. But, you know, he's a very in-demand guy. And,
he's very busy.
And he's always willing to help when he can. And I was just so honored that Lynn would even be part of it. But, you know, Jimmy, my other judges, too, are all, in my mind, they're celebrities to me, you know, because they're podcasters and authors and bloggers and, you know, like Big Fat Panda.
I know we've had Panda on our show too, and I knew he was one of the judges. And you, I mean, you're more than welcome to just to name them off. I mean,
well, I think I would like to do that if I can.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
This time I won't remember one certain judge named Jimmy Horn.
Right.
I won't forget. Okay. Real quickly, I have Jerry Cornell from Theme Parkology. He does videos, Disneyland and Disney World videos. And he's, you know, because I needed some Disneyland judges.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was able to catch a couple of guys that really knew their... You know, Jimmy, I was amazed that how many people had been to Disneyland but not Disney World or the other way around.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I'm the only one on our podcast that has not... Maybe Lisa. But I may be the only one on our podcast that has not been to Disneyland.
Well, you're not alone, because I don't know what I was thinking. And I found out, you know, right away that a lot of the hardcore Disney people have been to one coast parks, but not the other.
Yeah.
And so I was glad to have Jerry Cornell on. And then I got Randy Crane, who is the author of Faith and the Magic Kingdom. And he's a Disneyland guy, too. Of course, you came on, one of the first people to come on. And I was so glad to have you on board. And I think you and I kind of became friends because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we got in a little trouble on the Disney World Jump.
A certain group.
Fight one time, right? A
yeah.
certain group, yeah. And so, you know, we had something in common there. That was pretty funny. I have Krista Joy from DisneyWays.com.
I've talked to Krista. And, actually, we've had Peter Alden. Which he
okay?
Yeah, he's come on our show with his CD.
Oh, cool!
One of our previous shows. So I've talked to Krista a few times. She's a wonderful person.
Yeah, she's just a really her name says it, Joy. You know, Krista
Joy. That's absolutely right. That's true.
Yeah, yeah, she was so pleasant, and she's the one that got me in touch with Randy Crane and Jerry Cornell. Thanks
awesome.
To her. I got Dave Kennedy from the Dave's Disney View podcast.
Nice,
and he was a former cast member, and he did some of the tougher matches. He's a guy that's really, really knows his stuff inside out, you know, and so it was great to have him on board. I have Gary Merritt is a actual pro boxing judge. He judged pro boxing for 37 years. He judged fights in 26 different states. He's worked world title fights. He's worked to other countries. And
also
he's
a been Disney fan.
Over 50 times he's been to Walt Disney World since 1992.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was shocked. I had no idea. So that was a perfect fit. And then another real pro boxing judge is a guy named Nathan Palmer. And he is a world title boxing judge who's done world title fights. And he's a big Disney fan. I have a Big Fat Panda, John Sicari, who has turned out to be not only one of the great judges in my book, but a good friend. We went out to Orlando and did a taping for his show, and boy, he couldn't be nicer. And he's just, I think the world of him, and I'm really glad he's on board.
We had him on our show, and he's the type of guy that makes you just want to give him a big hug.
Yeah, exactly.
You
the
know what I mean?
Hug.
I'm telling you, man. He's like that. He's just that nice of a guy. He's just so, you know, I don't know. He just, yeah, he's a warm and cuddly guy.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny though. Before I met him or knew him, I'd watch his videos on YouTube, and I used to tell my wife, man, if I ever see him in the parks, you know, he's kind of a big guy, you know, he's a big guy with a beard, and I thought, would I dare to walk up to somebody and say, are you Big Fat Panda? Because if it's not him, you know,
you might get smoked.
Right, exactly. He's out of my weight class, you know.
Right.
And I told John that at his house, and, you know, he was just cracking up. So, yeah, he's really a warm person. I think the world of him. My daughter, Monica Segura, she's definitely qualified. She's my daughter, and she's got a degree in phys ed. She's a phys ed teacher, actually.
Nice.
And she's been to Disney World so many times and just knows her stuff inside out. And then, of course, the one and only Len Testa rounds things out. Like I said, he did six of the matches, and he didn't say no to anything I asked him, and he was right there to help me. So, man, what a crew of officials, you know. They made the book. They really did make – you guys did make the book.
Well, I mean, dude, it was just – it's such a great idea. I thoroughly enjoyed reading it. I also thoroughly enjoyed giving it out to family members because my name's in it. So,
yeah, of course, exactly.
It's surreal because, you know, so it's surreal is like the best word because it's just a little interesting. And I say the same thing when we get to interview people on the podcast that, like, I feel like in some way, like, it's like so crazy that these people have such a connection to certain people. And I've brought this up before, but somebody like we've had Jeffrey Sherman on, who's the son of Bob Sherman of the Sherman Brothers. And
that's so
like crazy that, you know,
somebody in such
fame and one of the greatest people in the Disney's world was the Sherman Brothers. And I get to speak, you know, have a conversation with the son of one of the Sherman Brothers.
I mean,
it's just crazy.
I mean, connecting you directly to Walt Disney himself.
Yes,
you know,
one
that's
degree.
That's just
amazing. Yeah, one degree, because Jeffrey knew Walt growing up, grew up, you know, around the studio. So one degree of separation is...
Yeah. Oh, no, that's amazing. That's incredible. And I feel the same way about all my judges. I mean, I was a fan before I ever reached out to these people, you know, and to me, they're celebrities, and it's such an honor to have each one of you guys on here. You know, I mean, you may see it as just a Disney podcast. I see it as, you know, one of my favorite shows, you know, and the same thing goes with the other judges too. So I just never thought I'd ever be collaborating with these great people, and I've made friends, and there's just so much good that's come out of it. It's been a blast, man. It really has.
That's incredible. Why don't you tell everyone where they can get the book and how to reach you?
Okay, sure. Well, of course, the book is available on Amazon, and you just punch in Disney Tale of the Tape, and it'll come up, and it's available in paperback and on Kindle. And you can also find it at themeparkpress.com, and not only my book, but, oh, man, Disney fans, oh, man, it is just like a kid in a candy shop. Those books are amazing, some great stuff there. And then if anyone wants to contact me, they can certainly contact me at disneyguru@outlook.com, disneyguru@outlook.com, and I'd be glad to respond to anyone with anything, questions, you want to just talk Disney, if you'd like to order a signed copy of the book, it would be my honor. So, yeah, reach me at disneyguru@outlook.com.
That's awesome. And we'll put a link to the book in Amazon in the show notes. And when we share the podcast out there, we'll make sure and put a link that they can click on and get a copy of the book.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, and one more thing, Jimmy,
sure.
If I could mention
absolutely.
My blog.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, and it's disneyfountainofyouth.blogspot.com. And if there's anyone out there that happens to be a boxing fan, I have a boxing blog. It's called guruofboxing.blogspot.com. And that one pays tribute to some of the lesser known but no less fantastic boxers in the world of professional boxing. Some, most of them are personal friends of mine, and I just love to, you know, give their lesser known careers. You know, everybody knows Mike Tyson, and everybody knows Muhammad Ali, but few know these guys. But these guys, you know, they put it on the line too. So those are my two blogs, and I'd be honored if anybody would like to take a peek at those.
So let me ask you this: Are you do you enjoy UFC as well?
You know,
just the reason I'm asking, because I've got a lot of friends, and I would consider myself more of a boxing fan than a UFC fan, but I have friends who go the other way. So usually, I've rarely found somebody. Now I'll watch either one of them. I think they're both fantastic in their own ways, but usually I find most people either go one way or the other.
Yeah, actually, you know, it seems to me like the older generation, you know, like myself, are more the classical boxing fans, and it seems to me like the younger generation is more, you know, involved in the UFC. I follow it slightly, but nowhere near the way I am so deep into pro boxing, you know. And I enjoy pro wrestling and all that too, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But pro boxing is my love, though. I mean, because I'm part of the game, so of course,
yeah,
that's my favorite.
Absolutely, completely get it. All right. Well, if anybody wants to get in touch with the Disney Nerds podcast, they can email us at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. Check us out on Facebook at the Disney Nerds Podcast. In our group, Disney Nerds in all capital. Instagram at the Disney Nerds, and I'm sorry, Instagram at the Disney Nerds Podcast, and Twitter at the Disney Nerds. Dan Cisneros, thank you so much, my friend, for coming by and spending some time with me. I hope everyone goes out there and picks up a copy of your book, and I look forward being part of the second one since you
yes.
asked.
I'm very
excited.
Oh man, I can't wait for it. It's going to be fun. And thank you so much, Jimmy, for having me on. And again, I really mean it from the bottom of my heart. Thanks so much for being part of the book. You know, you guys made the book a fun read. Thank you so much, Jimmy.
Truly, truly my pleasure. Thank you, Dan.
All right,
everyone. Thanks for joining. Quaharini.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee.